You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Alfonso Alexander, president of the NASBA Center for the Public Trust, a nonprofit organization based out of Nashville, Tennessee, that promotes business ethics to both professionals and students. Alfonso, today we'll be discussing culture, leadership, and strategy, why ethical leadership matters. Alfonso, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Looking forward to our conversation. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you as well. So to kick things off today, start with telling us, what is the NASBA Center for the Public Trust?
Well, NASBA, we refer to it as NASBA, which is an acronym that stands for the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy, which is a national organization that provides support and oversight for state boards that actually license and regulate the CPA profession. The Center for the Public Trust is a separate 501c3 organization that was established 11 years ago, and the focus is 100% on ethics and leadership in business and industry and throughout other organizations. We also do a lot of work with the academic community. So basically what we do is we provide everything from consulting to training to program development for anyone that will be going to work for a business, and programs that are appropriate for not only entrepreneurs and new business startups, but also corporate entities, as well as programs that we help establish within business schools on college campuses. So we like to say that we work with everything from the future leaders to the current leaders, and those that are in the last years of their leadership as well.
Now, entrepreneurs have many important tasks, as you know, that need to be addressed when starting a business. Where should establishing an ethical culture rank on their priority list, and why?
You know, I think it's really difficult to actually rank where establishing an ethical culture should be. So giving it a number is literally almost impossible. But what I would say is that as soon as an entrepreneur has the vision or decides to execute on that vision for starting a business, one of the main things that they need to consider first is what type of culture they want to establish with the business. And for that company to be successful and to be successful over a long period of time, they need to have a philosophy that we're going to do things right, and we're going to do things in a way that will not only be profitable for us as a business, but that will be in the best interest of our business, our stakeholders, our employees, and all the other people that we touch. And so I would say that it should be of the utmost priority for them to establish a culture that supports the belief that we're going to be a profitable business at the same time as we are building a positive relationship with all of our key stakeholders so that we can sustain that business for a long period of time. And so that, for me, would, I guess, make it priority 1A, literally after the decision to start the business.
Also along those lines, what would you say are the biggest challenges entrepreneurs face when attempting to build the ethical culture within their business?
Sure. The two that come to mind that are very common when we work with entrepreneurs across the country, the first one is hiring people that have the same ethical and moral culture from a personal value standpoint. So when you think about it, if you are an entrepreneur and you establish your business, you are establishing some type of culture. And as we just talked about, we think that it's most beneficial and most profitable to establish a culture that is grounded in positive ethical behavior. finding employees and knowing that those employees on the front end or during the interviewing and the hiring process have that same belief and values that is aligned with that ethical standing that you're taking and that you're building culturally within your firm or your company is very, very important. So making that match is one of the most difficult challenges that people have. And there's some different techniques and things that entrepreneurs can embark upon as a part of that hiring practice that we train on that will, I think, them will help them to be able to do that effectively. The second item that I would say is the entrepreneur, his or her self, him or herself, actually resisting the temptation to cut corners when times get tough, or resisting the temptation to do some things that may be against what he or she knows is correct when things slow down. As all new startups and all entrepreneurs experience, there are sometimes ebbs and flows within the business or peaks and valleys. And when you're in that valley point, that's not the time to try and cut corners or to do some things that you normally wouldn't do. That's really more of a time to figure out how do I strategize to improve where we are and do it the right way versus looking to cut corners. And unfortunately, that's a challenge that some entrepreneurs face.
And certainly some great information right there to think about as well. Today we're joined by Alfonso Alexander, president of the NASBA Center for the Public Trust, a nonprofit organization based out of Nashville, Tennessee, that promotes business ethics to both professionals and students here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Alexander, why do you think good employees sometimes make unethical decisions when they are faced with ethical dilemmas?
There's a variety of reasons that I think employees may make bad decisions or unethical decisions, but there are four that we see very consistently. The first one, quite surprisingly, is lack of knowledge. What I mean by that is there are a lot of times where employees get caught up into a situation where they make a bad or an unethical decision because they weren't even aware. They didn't recognize that they were in this particular dilemma until it was too late. And then once it's too late, they feel pressure, and so they go ahead and make a bad decision in some cases. So the first thing that we try and get people to do and understand is to recognize the ethical situation, the ethical dilemma that they find themselves in, so they don't make a bad decision. The second one is there's either real or even self-induced pressure. Pressure can come from a manager or demands from a boss that can cause pressure or an employee to feel pressure, and sometimes they, based on that pressure, may try and do what we used to always say is cover your own butt and sometimes try and make decisions based on that that aren't the right decisions or the best decisions. And then there's also self-induced pressures that sometimes can come from pressures from external activities or external things dealing with family members or new sudden changes in the work environment or sudden changes in a family situation that cause pressure. Then there's also opportunity. Some individuals that maybe aren't ethically and morally aligned with the business that's trying to have a strong ethical culture may see an opportunity to do something that is another unethical act. And by doing so, they may think no one will ever know or no one will ever find out about this. And so I can go ahead and do this. And so that opportunity they see and take advantage of, unfortunately. And then the last one is rationalization. There are many people out in the marketplace that feel like they are underpaid or they're not valued as an employee. And so they can rationalize in their own minds, making decisions to do things that really would be unethical or even illegal. And sometimes those drive people to do things that are inappropriate. So those are the four most common that we see, again, is lack of knowledge, pressure, opportunity, and rationalization.
For our listeners who are interested in learning more about establishing ethical cultures within their organizations, what resources are available to help them through this process?
Well, we offer quite a few resources ourselves through our organization. We have training programs that are both on-site training that we can come in and do. We also have online training that we do for entrepreneurs and small businesses as well as businesses of other sizes. We do consulting to come in and take a look at situations and help entrepreneurs to put in place policies or compliance guidelines, if you will, to help make sure that their employees at least have a framework of how to do things. And one great thing is helping them to build a list of company values and so forth that we'll abide by and things of that nature. So we provide a lot of those services ourselves. People can find out about us at thecpt.org. So that's thecpt.org. And there's a host of information that you can find out about us there and some of the services that we offer. We also recognize that the Small Business Development Council in many cities also will provide great information on how to establish and build your business, and they touch on some of the things related to ethical cultures as well as other resources that are available online. And we refer entrepreneurs to those resources if there's some things that we see are a really good fit for them. But we would just say, hey, give us a call. We'd be happy to work with you or take a look at our website, and you can contact us that way.
Well, I think it's phenomenal what you have in place here. We really appreciate your time with us today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure. I would say to every entrepreneur out there, the best and most sustainable way to start, maintain, and grow your business is to do it based on a foundation of ethical leadership. You as the entrepreneur, take the responsibility to lead your organization at the highest level of ethical behavior that is possible, because that is the only true sustainable leadership. And what I mean by sustainable leadership in this context is that a leader who is acting and performing in a way that he or she believes is protecting the business, its stakeholders, its employees, its customers, is a leader who does not have to constantly look over his or her shoulder to see, am I going to get caught? Are they going to find out that this isn't right? Because that leader is driving his or her business based on a good, sound, ethical foundation, and that is what will make that business sustainable.
Well, Mr. Alexander, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us here today. Really an important topic, can't be covered enough, and what better person to have than yourself to come in and talk about ethical culture and leadership and continued success. And thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Enjoy it and have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Alfonso Alexander, president of the NASBA Center for the Public Trust, a nonprofit organization based out of Nashville, Tennessee, that promotes business ethics to both professionals and students. And for more information and for contact, visit thecpt.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.